Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Time to land the plane. It's a Football Friday here on the show, and in mere moments, we'll give you our favorite bets of the entire week, whether it's spreads, whether it's totals, whether it's props. So we have a lot to choose from. All right, so it's going to be a big weekend in college football. So, Denton, we've talked about all of the streaming services that you get from your brother. How will you be watching some of these games? Are you, you know, knocking on your brother's door again and saying, hey, it's time for you to pony up and get me a way to watch ESPN over the weekend?
I thought you were going to say, how are you going to contribute to the operation here? Which at this point is still, I'm not. I'm hoping that something gets worked out by tonight. We've heard a lot of momentum and things, but then we also have heard, and it wasn't the CEO, it was like COO or some important person at the Mickey Mouse ears said, we'll fight this battle as long as we have to. Like, all right, thanks, guy. You're not the hero in this scenario. Like, no one's pulling for the underdog of Disney here, all right? Like, just give us YouTube TV and ESPN, please, and thank you. Bob Iger was flexing about, oh, we're going to have AI short-form content for users coming up here soon. I'm like, I don't want AI Mickey Mouse. I want ESPN on YouTube TV. So I'm probably going to do the Sling thing again if I can. So I'll pay another $5.
Well, I mean, if there's ever a weekend where $5
this has
is
to
worth
be.
It.
Yeah.
So this weekend.
This will be the
with
one.
All
so
the
I'll
big
lock
games
in.
In college. Yeah, or you could do, have you already done the Fubo free trial? You can do that for 7 days.
I have not. Does Fubo have the quad box, or is that literally just a YouTube TV thing?
No, that's a fever dream that we will no longer have. So just wave goodbye, say the quad box was nice, but it's no longer a thing since YouTube TV does not have ESPN. So it's like you can't do quad box, of course, across multiple platforms. So, like, that's the tricky part, is that now, like, you have to have different streaming options open. Like, the quad box, we should have appreciated you more when we had you.
I don't understand why these other companies can't figure it out. I mean, YouTube TV's been doing it for years. My problem with them is they would always make the quad box for you, and it took them too long for them to be like, hey, you can make your own, because it'd be like three football games and like some political program. And I'm like, hey, which one of these is not like the other? You maybe want to remove the politic program and get me, I don't know, USFs and somebody, please and thank you. I don't know why anyone else can't do the quad box. Like, it doesn't feel like you got a bunch of dorks in your company, right? You got some people typing away at the code. I feel like that should be an easy thing to do.
Because that would be a nice thing for sports fans. And sports fans don't get nice things anymore, right? It's
clearly,
like, whatever they can do to, like, stomp us in the mud. So, like, I don't know. I think whenever it's the quad box, before we could choose, it would always be, like, rodeo or NASCAR. And it's like, I understand those are sports by definition. But, like, on Sunday or Saturday, those are not things that I want in my quad box.
No. Bowling, I'm okay. You know, maybe in the off season on like a weird Tuesday, but in the NFL or the college football, I'm good.
All right. So navigating the waters of how to watch sports these days are tricky ones. But listen, the juice is going to be worth the squeeze this weekend, or at least that's what we're hoping when it comes to college football. And of course, some of these NFL games as well. All right. So now it's time to lay out who we have the most faith in today. All right, Denton, since you are the guest host, Philly in for Jenks today, you get to bat leadoff. So choose one game for your best bet and expand.
So I will start with a game that's going to be played tonight. We get a great college football slate tonight. We get Minnesota going on the road to take on Oregon. I'm going to take the over 44.5 in this one. I think Oregon needs a strong offensive output, and I think they're going to give a strong offensive output, but I also think that Minnesota, who has had a good year this year in the Big Ten, you know, PJ Fleck over there rowing the boat and doing all his catchphrases and all those things, I think they're going to be able to put up a couple of points against this Oregon defense, but Oregon's offense is going to very easily outpace them. But I like over 44.5. If some of these Big Ten games that have taken place on Fridays over the past couple of weeks have been more of the high scoring variety, so I think we see that tonight.
Well, and plus, maybe it's a buy-low spot. Coming off that game last week, of course, with Oregon and Iowa and terrible elements, it's not going to be the same thing. I haven't checked on the weather, but can't be lower scoring than that, it feels like. Like, no. Iowa always does that. That's pretty much a trademark Iowa game. All right, as for me, I'm going to the NFL and hoping for a ton of points in the Commanders and Dolphins game. So this is the early game, going to be on at 9:30 a.m. Central, or a.m. Eastern, excuse me, in Madrid. So let's take the over 47.5 between Washington and Miami. So we've seen this over the entirety of the season, that the Commanders' defense has real problems. We've seen them go over the total in three of their last four games because their defense can't stop anybody. And granted, the Dolphins aren't the Lions. Maybe they don't score 44 in this one. But I do think the Dolphins have some pieces that are extremely fast that are going to be tough for this Commanders defense to stop. Guys like Devon Achane, who's coming off a monster game against the Bills, over 170 yards rushing. I think we see more of the same when it comes to riding the hot hand of Achane. And plus, the Commanders, I think, can at least contribute here. The Dolphins do have a weakness in stopping the run, so I think the Commanders can at least take advantage and contribute to that total. Let's go over 47.5 between the Commanders and the Dolphins. All right, Den, let's read off that CVS receipt of bets. What's next?
So I'm going to go back to college football. I'm going to take Oklahoma +6 against Alabama. They're one of the few teams in the SEC that defensively, I think, are good enough to limit Alabama from scoring a ton of points and kind of keep it close, right? They fly all over the field. I can't tell you how many times this year, Chelsea, I've been watching this Oklahoma defense and thought, man, it feels like they have 12 players. Man, it feels like they have 13 players because they're so fast. And this is a trademark for a Brent Venables defense, but on top of it, this is an elimination game for Oklahoma. If they lose, I don't believe that their resume is strong enough to justify them getting into the college football playoff as a three-loss team. I think there's a rival that they have that can justify that. We'll get to them in a second. But I think Oklahoma knows this is a game where they need to play really, really well. And I think defensively, that's where it's going to start. And I think they have a good game against Alabama, good enough to keep them within 6 points. So I'm going to take the Sooners to cover that 6 number.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, if there's a team that's built to match up well against Alabama, it's this Oklahoma defense. And especially if you look at the other side of the coin, Alabama has not done well defending mobile quarterbacks. All right, as for me, we're going to go back to the SEC. I'm going to take Georgia laying 6.5 against Texas. For me, at the very end of the day, if this game is close in the fourth quarter, who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust Georgia, who's been the most resilient team in college football, who's eked out all these wins in the fourth quarter and even some covers when it looked like there was no chance where they cover the 7.5 against Ole Miss? Or do you trust the Texas team that's been very up and down and the offensive line has been very shaky? They've got a young quarterback in Arch Manning who, you know, it's possible that he plays a good game against Georgia, but the Georgia defensive game plan has been so good against Texas in the past. Last year, this Texas team that was really good last year couldn't even muster more than 19 points in each of those two matchups against Georgia. So I think Kirby Smart has a great defensive game plan here. I'm going to lay the 6.5 with the Dogs. All right, Den, more bets. Let's keep them coming.
That's a squad play, Chelsea. I'm laying 6.5 with Georgia as well for a lot of the reasons that you just lined up. And then on top of that, Gunnar Stockton's been playing really well as of late. And I have to be honest, didn't know he had it in him. I didn't. I thought he was going to be the downfall for Georgia this year because I just didn't think he was up to par with what you need to be playing at this level where everyone is good this year in the SEC. And he has proven me wrong over the last couple of weeks. If you need to put 40 points up, he can do it. If you need to win a shootout against Florida or a lower scoring shootout against Florida, he can do it. I think he does a lot of things really well. So squad play on that one. I got Georgia laying 6.5.
Ooh, I like it as well. Have you done all of your bets?
Oh, I got one more. So I didn't know if you had another one in there as well. I got one more. Mm-mm. I'm laying 11.5 with Michigan against Northwestern. I want as much hype as humanly possible as we lead into that matchup against Ohio State for multiple reasons. First and foremost, that's my favorite rivalry game in college football. Second, I haven't seen Ohio State play a really good football team this year. That Penn State game was not nearly what we thought it was going to be. Illinois was not nearly as good as we thought they were going to be at the beginning of the regular season. And that Texas game feels like a lifetime ago. That's week number one, you beat the number one overall team, sick. I don't really count that. I need to see them now beat a great team. And Michigan, if they continue to blow teams out, which they get Northwestern and Maryland, those are blowout caliber opponents. If you continue to blow some teams out, that could end up being maybe not a top 10 matchup. I don't think Michigan will climb that high without a win against Ohio State, but that's going to be a really exciting matchup. And on top of that, Bryce Underwood's just playing a lot better. He's starting to understand what it means to play quarterback in the Big Ten. So I think Michigan has a really strong day offensively against Northwestern, and I think they lay 11.5.
I'm rooting for that as well because I do think if Michigan continues down this path, that will be the best rivalry game of the year. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because it's Texas or because it's Michigan and Ohio State, but because it's meaningful. Because I'm thinking across the board, like, what are the most meaningful rivalry games that we're going to have? Like, Texas and Texas A&M, Georgia and Georgia Tech, maybe that one's meaningful. But, like, Auburn, Alabama definitely doesn't have the cachet that it does. Vandy feels kind of out to me. Like, they're playing Tennessee, I believe. That one doesn't feel as meaningful. Am I missing something?
No, some of the other ones, I mean, the Apple, yeah, not so much. The Egg Bowl, probably not as much with Mississippi and Mississippi State. It's going to be Ohio State and Michigan. And it's worth noting that Ohio State does not have a great track record over the past few years against Michigan. It's a little bit of a mind game.
Absolutely. When I think of the Egg Bowl, I always think of, who was that receiver that did the, like, dog peeing celebration? I always think of that.
I believe that was DK Metcalf.
Whoever it is,
maybe it wasn't DK Metcalf. Whoever it is made it to the, it might have been Elijah Moore. Whoever it is made it to the NFL and played in the NFL.
What? I feel like the Egg Bowl is always entertaining. And isn't it always on like a... It's like on a random day. Isn't it like not the normal day as the rest of the games?
It was usually a Friday. It might be a Thursday this year. So it might be on Thanksgiving.
Ooh, Thanksgiving weekend's always good for college football. And of course, it's a great weekend altogether. All right, that's going to do it for us here on the Daily Tip on a Friday. Have a fantastic weekend for me, for Den, for the whole crew. Have a great weekend. Best of luck on all of your bets. And of course, Bet Sweats is next here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.